KX93.5. You know, it's never too early in the morning for a little Booker T and the MGs. One of my favorite segments in the, and I wait the entire week for this. It's Caroline's Cause Corner. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really great. Thanks for the Stevie Ray.
Oh, my.
Nothing like walking into the studio and hearing Little Wing.
Absolutely my pleasure. Trust me there.
Awesome.
Also, and
I was going to say, it's my brother's birthday today, and he's a huge Stevie Ray fan. So shout out to Bro up in San Francisco. He had a great gig last night. I'm sure it was fun at the Roundup.
Let's wish him a happy birthday. Your brother's a musician, then.
He is a musician. Right. He is a businessman, entrepreneur, and musician.
Look at you. You've got a talented family.
Yes.
Your roots run deep.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of actors and musicians in the family. It's kind of funny.
Who do we have with us today?
We have an amazing show today. I want to welcome Jay Grant, who is representing the Artist Benevolence Fund Art Auction, which is this Sunday at the Sawdust Festival. And we have a very, very special guest, Joanne Perez, who is visiting Laguna Beach from
Puerto Rico.
And he is the guest artist for the event this year. And good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Why don't you tell the listeners all about what's going on this Sunday at the Sawdust Festival?
Yes, this is our yearly art auction in which year-round the Benevolence Fund awards grants to working artists who are in crisis. So, for instance, in the last few months, we've awarded grants to an artist who had open heart surgery, another artist who was in an accident, or someone who becomes ill and cannot work anymore. Our fund is for not only a Sawdust artist who find themselves in that sort of state, but any artist in Laguna can apply. And so each year we have an art auction to replenish our fund in order to make the grants. And the Sawdust artists donate their art. And then our customers come and are able to purchase some great art at a lower price than they would if they were buying some that art in someone's booth. It's just a fabulous event, and we have a great time. We have an auctioneer that does a great job, and we have a silent auction in the morning from 10 to noon, and then we have a live auction from 1 o'clock till 3 in the afternoon. And this year, we will be highlighting our guest artist from Puerto Rico, Joanne Perez Ramos, who's a muralist, and we're quite happy to have him.
Now, he's from Aguadilla.
Yeah, that's right.
Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. Yeah, and they were hit hard by Hurricane Maria.
Correct.
Right. So what happened to your house? What happened to your home?
My house was completely torn off by the hurricane. The hurricane took the whole roof out, and everything that was inside is just bashed.
All we saw were devastating images from Puerto Rico.
And what people don't understand is that, and Juan and I were just talking about this a few minutes ago, is that it's still just so vast, and like there's so much that needs to be done in the country. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that? And how many people are in your family?
My family is composed of my grandma, my dad, my niece, and auntie, which we all live in the same house.
So he has been, what he's been doing since the hurricane is he has been painting murals. He and his dad have been painting, they have 17 murals now painting that they painted that are all over town depicting how their villages looked before the hurricane. Just fantastic images. And I saw an article in the LA Times by Milton Carrero highlighting his town of Aguadilla, and that's how I made contact
you
with
found
Juan.
Him.
We found him that way.
That's
yeah.
great.
We had decided, the Sawdust had decided, because there were so many catastrophes in 2017, from floods to hurricanes to fires, we wanted to find an artist to reach out to and help.
I think that's incredible. And I actually want to make the point about the Artist Benevolence Fund. These type of organizations, I mean, these type of programs are so important, because people don't realize artists don't have any health insurance, mostly. I think Sweet Relief Musicians Fund here locally in Laguna Beach does the same thing for musicians. Music Cares does it on a very large scale out of the Grammys for musicians. And musicians are another artist body that typically do not have, you know, unless you're with a huge band, you don't have health insurance. Right. So if you get sick, it's on you. And so this is so awesome that we have locally an organization that does it for our local artists. I think it's so important, and I just applaud. Yeah. I applaud you. Yeah. And you said it's 22 years you've had.
We've been going over 20 years, but the impact goes much further than just giving someone a check. You know, that they're usually so broken and devastated overwhelmed by what's happened that in those circumstances they can barely function. And to have the Benevolence Fund step up and say, hey, we're here to help, that there's people who care, that the people that saw us, we call ourselves a family down there, right. Albeit sometimes we're a little dysfunctional family that saw us.
Aren't we all?
sounds like my family.
So say, aren't they all?
but they can find hope in their despair that you know, gosh, how am I going to pay my rent for the next 2 months?
Right.
We're there to help them, and we've helped dozens and dozens of artists to give them new life and help them get through this journey of the trauma that they're in and get to the other side, and we stand with them all the way through.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Juwan, do you want to talk about what it's like to be here and to be part of this event?
It's a great experience for me to grow as an artist and just as an individual. I want to say thanks to Jay Grant, the board of managers, the Sawdust Festival. I would have never made it without them. I've learned a lot with the artists right there, and I'm just having a blast.
How long have you been here?
Around 35 to 40 days.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. So you've got to experience a lot of Laguna.
Yes,
and a lot
I'm
of art.
I'm September 4th, so I still have like 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right. Oh, excellent. Now, are you at the Sawdust Festival every day
from 11 tops to 10.
Okay, and where's your booth?
My booth is 231, located right in front of the Greek Grill. It's Gigi's Bistro or the Art Spot.
Yeah, let's say that again. Booth number 231. Look for it.
Yes.
Look
for it. Right in front of Gigi's. Everybody knows where Gigi's is. We go straight to Gigi's when we get in there.
Indeed.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
So the Benevolence Fund is going to match whatever the auction is for. So,
Juwan, we are going to auction off a reproduction of one of his murals. Mm-hmm. And and the board of directors has graciously agreed to whatever it sells for, they'll match that.
That's great.
And so we are right now on the verge of him having enough money that when he returns home, they can get that roof on their house.
All right, everybody, get down to the Sawdust Festival on Sunday. The silent auction starts at 10 a.m.
Yep.
And the live auction is at 1.
Yep.
And is the entrance fee to the Sawdust?
Just tell them you are going to come for the art auction and you will have complimentary admission.
Wow. I mean, come on.
And it's worth it just to see Tony DeZau, the auctioneer.
Oh, Tony is superb. He's as good as anywhere in the country you will find an auctioneer. He's the best.
Oh,
gold.
Love that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you knew him.
Everybody knows Tony.
Yeah, we fly him down and he's such a hit.
Oh, that's great. Oh, fun. Well, I mean, here's the thing. We want Juwan to go home and be able to put a roof over his head.
Right.
That's the most important thing to me.
Yeah.
For Caroline's Cause Corner is to help him and help, and then obviously raise as much money as we can to help our local artists that are in need.
Yes.
Because when you're sick, you don't want to worry about where you're going to get your rent.
Exactly.
And your food and your driving and your medicine. You want to get healthy. And thank you so much, Jay. Yeah. Grant, for you know, being a part of this incredible organization. The event looks like it's a blast, everybody needs to get down there.
Yeah, and if you're looking for more information, you can go to sawdustartfestival.org.
Yep.
And we'll pump it. We'll be there on Sunday.
Yeah. Appreciate you having us on behalf of the trustees and the Sawdust Festival. We just invite all your guests to come, and it's been an honor to be able to be on your show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for being on my show. Juwan, it is so great to meet you. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 20.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on. You got to check out his work. By the way, I saw his mural. Unbelievable. He's a beautiful muralist. People, get down to the Sawdust Festival on Sunday. You could do that in the day, and then hit up Music in the Park at night.
Yeah. Thank you, Juwan.
It's going to be a good Sunday.
Thank you, guys.
Laguna Beach.
I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ed?
Thank you, Caroline, as always. pleasure to see you today.
It's great to see you. Again, it's Jay Grant and Juan Perez, who are representing the Artists Benevolence Fund Art Auction at the Sawdust Festival this Sunday. Free entrance. If you say you're with the art auction, you can't beat it. Please go and buy some great art at a very reasonable price. And if you have any other wonderful guests for me to interview, please let me know on my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will check it out. Until next time, everybody have a very safe weekend. Supposed to be very big waves today, so yeah. And big riptides. So just be careful out there at the beach. And this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.